Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
A couple of years ago, there was a lady called Linda living in a small community in Australia who had bright pink keys. She wanted them to be very visible so that she could find them quickly and get inside her house or car in the event that she was ambushed by her ex-partner. She didn't make it inside in time though, one night in 2020, and he bashed and stabbed her to death outside her own front door. The following day, when her murder was reported on the news, it was particularly shocking for one family living not too far away, his former family. The offender had been actively stalking his ex-wife, Stephanie, and their children right up until he murdered Linda. Stephanie joins us today on Australian True Crime to talk about her experience. We both want to dedicate this episode to the memory of Linda and to her family, but we won't go into detail about her murder for a number of reasons. We begin our conversation by talking about how Stephanie heard about Linda's death.
So we'd seen, like, we live in a very insular area. Everyone knows everyone. And it had come up on Facebook about how this woman had been found murdered by her partner. And we're like, oh my God, it's going to be someone we know. My mum had actually heard it on the news, like his name mentioned, and like not the most common around this area of who it was, and two and two together.
So they were already reporting his name on the news?
Yeah. My now husband was in the car with my daughter and mum had tried calling me. I was busy, so she's called him, obviously urgent, and blurted it out. So then my daughter's come home and gone, oh my God, that could have been you. And that's when it kind of hit home for her of holy shit.
Was that her father? Her father was the offender?
Yeah. So I've got two older kids with him and then a son with my current husband. I suppose finding out like that. And then we had the whole as well for the kids. Like my surname had changed, so it wasn't too bad, but the kids still had his surname because that's a whole different story. And then they had the added fun of like my eldest was at work, so he didn't get too much conversation about it. It was just like people gossiping at work, and so he would just go a bit silent and not talk to people. But my daughter probably copped it more being at high school. Some people knew. So, yeah, that's been fun. She gets a prank call from a private number saying, oh, how does it feel for knowing your dad's murderer? And she didn't say anything. She just hung up, but it just, like, brought up everything again. She's like, it's not part of us, but it is. Someone had said, do you regret being with him? And I said, like, it is such a loaded question. If I said yes, the result of the relationship, I have two beautiful children that are my world. I can't regretting being with him or not leaving sooner means that I wouldn't have them. So it's.
Yep. And that's what kids hear.
Yeah.
If you answer the question in a certain way, that's all they'll hear.
Yeah. So I had to say to her, I'm like, it was actually the thing my daughter I was talking to me about. Because, she's 17. I said, I started dating him when I was 17. He started hitting me, I think it was my 18th birthday. Like, so we'd always had a temper. Always, I didn't mean it. Alcohol, didn't mean it. I'm sorry. And it was my 18th birthday, and it all was because we'd gone out for dinner with family and friends, and I hopped in the middle between him and one of our mutual friends. So why did you need to sit next to him? I still don't enjoy birthdays that much. It took a lot to be able to enjoy birthdays again. But yeah, then when we were living together, so I had my eldest when I was 19. Even before all that, there was, a lot of the controlling starts off with, you can't talk to them or you can't wear this, you can't wear that. And you're saying, he means well, he's just caring for me, there's not so nice people out there, got to look after me.
He just loves me so much.
Yes.
And I think when you get a flogging for sitting between him and another guy in the car, it must make you feel like super paranoid about what you're doing.
Yep. I think every name under the sun I've been called by him. I tried to kill myself because I thought I was absolutely worthless. And I'm like, thank God it didn't happen because I wouldn't have my kids. And I just think for that waste of space, I wouldn't be sitting here if it had worked.
Do you remember when you first feared for your life? Do you remember when you first thought this motherfucker could kill me?
It was more towards the end when I was leaving. Before that, I knew he would hurt me, that like I'd have bruises and everything and things thrown at me, thrown across the room. I think I was just that naive to think he wouldn't because I had the kids. I left 2009. I never actually threatened to leave. I just left. But it was more after I left and the stalking starts and then just the anger. And then I was just like, I don't feel safe at all.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It was actually 2020 and things were starting to, it would go through waves with him. He had found my daughter's email address and had contacted her. He knew there's a local shopping center. So he had seen my son there and had said things to him. So it was starting to ramp up and I still had these court orders in place. And at the time they were both under 18. So it was like, I had this email drafted to say, you know, you're breaching the orders. If you need anything, come to me, not them.
So he was to have no contact at all with the kids?
It was everything. I was there.
So no unsupervised?
Yeah, it was all like they were all my responsibilities, essentially what the court orders were. So I was going to, I sat on it though, and then just like, oh, do I, don't I? Knowing that if I had sent that, it would amplify things again. And I'm like, hey, just playing the balancing act.
Let's not hurry past that. Because what you're saying is that you're walking this thin line where you're trying to protect your children. He's contacting them where he's breaking orders, court orders, by stalking them essentially.
Yep.
So you're walking that fine line between how bad is it at the moment, how bad could it get if I...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if I alert the authorities that he's breaking the orders already.
And keep in mind, this is like 2020. So our last court date was like 2014. So it was still going on.
This is 11 years after you've left the yep. home.
Yep.
And during this time when you're weighing up how best to protect your children, he murders his partner.
Yeah. And I only know kind of from what I've read is that she tried leaving a lot. She would go out, he'd turn up to places. My heart breaks for her family, but they were supporting her too. And it's horrible. Or I can only imagine what they went through. I know what my family went through with me and the kids. And like the messages he sent her, some of them were almost word for word for me. I was like, you can't leave me. I'll find you. When it, like hearing the news, like what had happened, it was, and it sounds bad, but it was also a validation.
I was just thinking exactly that. I was thinking that's the most awful. It vindicates you that you were correct in weighing it up every day yep. of what, not knowing what to do. I've got shivers all over me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, then it's like the guilt about having that validation, but then also the guilt of, I was able to get away. My greatest fears of what could have happened to me happened to someone else.
What did you feel when they got together? Did you feel fear for her, or did you think that they would have a different relationship?
I had him blocked on all socials, and I, like, even early on when I left, kind of because it was so messy with him, a lot of our mutual friends I chose to remove myself from. His family, obviously, I knew were going to support him, so that was, they were very much kept at arm's distance from the beginning. So there was no mutual way of knowing anything really, unless the stalking part of it. It's taken a lot to be okay with the kids going somewhere, just being away from me type of thing. The eldest is 21 and there's still like I get protective. And even my daughter who's 17 now, it's the same. You go hypervigilant, but then my partner's very good at saying just ease off.
Because your threat, you had one threat and he is now in jail. And have you noticed a change in them? Do they seem free?
So when I left, my daughter was like 4 or 5. So she doesn't have a lot of memories of even with him. The eldest, he has always kept quiet. He's still very hard to reach out. When he was most worried about, what if I turn out like him? And I said, the fact that you're saying that and you're thinking that means that it's not, you know, you're going to turn out like that. My thing is walking in the dark on my own. I only realized this the other day at work. When I leave work or when I leave the house, I always have my keys in that mat. And it just dawned on me. It's so I can get in the car quickly. And it's like, why? Like, why am I still doing this? But I still do it. It's just his habit of, I'm going somewhere, keys in the hand. And it's insane.
No, it's not insane at all. It's a really hard habit to break. And it was a life, potentially life-saving habits that you got into. That's the thing I'm wondering, you know, about your kids looking over their shoulders at the train station and the shops and things like that. It would be very hard habits to break, I would think, even though we all know where their dad is and he's not getting out anytime soon. Thank you to our guest today, Stephanie. Stephanie is open to receiving messages through us, so feel free to send them through our social media and we'll pass them on to her. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Australian True Crime, the live show, is coming.